This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Hitting the middle of the week, and I hope your week is in balance. I say that because our theme this week is the balance of busyness and rest in your life. Notice I didn't say the balance of busyness and laziness. We don't want to move into laziness, and that's so easy for many of us. But for many of us, it's not easy to be lazy. We just need to always be doing something, and busyness is natural to us. And for us, rest is the challenge. And yet, this is a balance God wants us to find in our lives. He cares about us deeply. He knows that if you just constantly stay busy and constantly keep increasing the stress levels in your life without ever releasing them, without ever taking time to rest, without ever stopping to listen to Him, then you're going to run your life down and you'll be of no good to anyone. You'll end up having a breakdown or burnout, and everything will seem huge to you. You won't be able to accomplish anything. The balance between work and rest is what you need to find. We want to look today at this balance in Jesus' own life. Jesus was really busy. We know that, right? His ministry was full on, and sometimes it seems like he never stopped. The Bible tells us that when his ministry really started to take off, that he couldn't even go into the towns because the crowds were so great, he had to stay out in the wilderness. There was this constant pressure and expectation of people. Even when Jesus took time away on his own, as soon as he showed back up, they said, "Everyone's waiting for you." Sometimes they even went and found him when he was away in a time of prayer and said, "You need to get back here. Everyone's waiting for you." So there was this kind of stressful expectation on Jesus that he would always be busy with what he was doing. But I love the fact that Jesus, in the midst of that kind of pressure, those expectations that were placed on him by others, that sense of what he had to accomplish in just a few years before he went to the cross, in the midst of all of that, you find Jesus intentionally stopping and taking time to get away from it all, whether it was to just spend some downtime with his disciples, or whether it was to spend time alone with his Father in heaven, in prayer and in the Word of God and listening to his Father, being led by the Spirit. Whatever it was, Jesus pulled back from his busyness. And so do you need to do that. In John chapter 3, it says, describes this incredibly busy time in Jesus' ministry. And then in verse 22, it says, "After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent time with them." I love that description. He spent time with them, and he did some baptizing. Well, that's great. In the midst of all this, he pulls back, goes out into the countryside with his disciples, and just spends time with them. You see it again later in his ministry in Mark chapter 7. Jesus has this big teaching session. He's been going nonstop for so long. And so it says in verse 24, "From there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon." Now, we think, okay, yeah, he went down the road to another town. That's because we don't know where things are in the Bible. In reality, Tyre and Sidon are a whole different country. They're a long travel away. They're up in what we would call Lebanon today. And Jesus and his disciples go, they walk maybe a week or two to get there. "And he entered a house," it says, "and did not want anyone to know." And the fact is, he couldn't be hidden. People recognized him even up there. But here's Jesus, understanding this need for balance, understanding the need to rebuild, the need to have time away, whether that's time with God or downtime. Jesus knew it. I think you know it, and it's time for you to take action and set aside some time to rebuild your inner life, not just to waste time, but to rebuild. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.